When it comes to legal immigration, it's a broken system. It shouldn't take someone 10 years to become a citizen. But what we need to do is reform it. So for too long, Republican and Democrat presidents dealt with immigration based on a quota. We'll take X number this year, we'll take X number next year, the debate is on the number. It's the wrong way to look at it. We need to do it based on merit. We need to go to our industries and say, what do you need that you don't have? So think agriculture, think tourism, think tech. We want the talent that's going to make us better. Then you bring people in that can fill those needs.
It is the Martha Zoller Show. You can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. I want to thank the folks in Morgan County last night. I spoke to the Morgan County GOP, and it was a lot of fun, a great place. Farm View is a fantastic kind of restaurant store. It's kind of like, I don't want to say this, but it's kind of like a Cracker Barrel on steroids. It's kind of like a Cracker Barrel that you can actually walk around in. Do you know what I mean, Logan? Where you go to Cracker Barrel, yes, and the aisles are so narrow, you're bumping into things all the time.
The aisles are so narrow, and if there's ever anything that happens in there, you're getting hit with something because pack it to the brim with stuff.
That's right. So anyway, it's a beautiful place, farm to table, has a great restaurant, great ice cream, all that kind of stuff, meeting room. So I met with the Morgan County GOP, and Jeff Hood Jeff from Oconee County helped to set that up, and I really appreciate it. It was fantastic. I enjoyed being there. That was Nikki Haley talking to some folks in a diner in Iowa about legal immigration. There have been some people that have pushed back on what she said, but what she's talking about is really the RAISE Act, that, yes, we have a very, very serious illegal immigration problem that could be fixed with the border being secure, with doing some things related to stay in Mexico. I mean, honestly, we'd have a lot easier time securing the Mexican border than we do have our own border. We could get some help from Mexico doing it, but there's a lot of things we could talk about related to illegal immigration, and we do, okay? Because we have way too many people that have come in over the last 30 years, and especially in the last 3.5 years. And then we have a lot of people that we don't know how they got in. But what Nikki Haley is talking about in this clip is legal immigration. Okay, we need to shift from what is just an overall number of visas at 1.1 million that you apply for to that are some visa programs that are more merit-based, meaning that you have to meet some criteria. So in the RAISE Act, which I supported, it was things like being able to speak English. That wasn't the only thing. There was a whole list of things where the more items, more boxes you could check, the more likely you were going to be able to get a visa. Okay, you ought to have an ability to make legal H-1B visas holders. They're tech people. H-1B visa holders that have been living here for a number of years. They have children that have been born here. They are legal immigrants. They are not illegal immigrants. They are legal immigrants. They are waiting for a green card. We've got to speed up that process. That is not anti-American. That is pro-American. These are people that are following the law, okay, and want to come into this country and have the proper documents to come into this country. These should be separate from the, 2.5 million a year that have been coming in, 2 million a year that we know of that have been coming in at the border since Joe Biden has been president, and the 1.1 million that legally immigrant. It's a separate situation. Let's go to the phones now and talk to Alan in Dahlonega. Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. I tuned in just a little bit ago, so you might have already talked about this, but heard the about what Nikki Haley had to say on the news about social media.
Yes.
And I was thinking, hopefully everybody's not getting all their news from social media. Maybe she's maybe they're getting too much from TikTok, or maybe she is. I don't know what's going on here, but You know, I like her most of the time, but that, just things like that, I think, in, like infringing on the First Amendment.
I think what she said was, to be clear, she said she wanted the, she was going to ask the social media companies to turn over their algorithms, and she was going to say that every person had to use their actual name on their handles. I do think that oversteps. I agree with you on that. I do think that the government needs to work with social media companies about you know, what their algorithms are and what they're doing. I think they ought to work with it because they're functioning off of like 1990s law, and you know, technology's come a long way since the 1990s. I mean, it's kind of like it took forever to change the telephone laws because they were like from the 1906 or 8 or something like that. So we've got to look at that. And I personally, I do not respond to anyone that does not use what looks like a real name or has their real name in their description, because to me, it's kind of like, remember the old days of letters and stamps, right? So we used to get mail here at the station of people that liked you or didn't like you. And basically the rule of thumb was, if they didn't have a return address on the envelope, it went into the circular file. If they wanted, you know, if you're not willing to put your name on your complaint that you're going to mail to me, then I'm not going to take the time to read it. So that's kind of what the way I am about social media. If you don't use a real name, I don't really read it.
Well, and then, like I said, the other thing is maybe people ought to consider, I don't know how else we can do it, but go electronically to newspapers or something or some other way besides just, you know, so many of these, especially millennials and like that, get their all the news from the social media.
It does. And, you know, I have a daughter. My youngest child's 31. My kids are 31 to 41. And so my youngest child's like, Mom, I'm getting all this stuff in my feed that I didn't sign up for, I didn't ask for, and it's all news related. And you're right. You've got to go somewhere else. I think it's no different than Wikipedia, okay? It's not a bad place to start. You might find something you want to learn more about, but you need to go to other sources to learn about it.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate your call very much. And, you know, I did think, I don't know, Logan, I'm always making Logan chime in these days because I think it's important to get a person his age point of view. I don't know if you heard the clip that Nikki Haley said, but basically she said, first, I want to see their algorithms. Second, I want them to require that people are verified to be real people, not bots, okay? I think the second one might be a little easier to do, that you can verify that it's a real person. But the first thing, I mean, that's kind of proprietary to a company. I don't know if the government can ask for that. I do think there needs to be an update of laws related to social media because they are running on 1990s laws.
Right.
But I don't know if a president can actually control that.
I'm not sure if they can. And I'm not sure about the, you know, you have to have your real name on social media. And I can see why she might have said that, but also it kind of restricts your freedom that those apps give you. Cause you know, you can have various different Twitter handles and whatnot, and just kind of restricts it. But I get where she's coming from, but I think she, like you mentioned, she kind of overstepped her boundaries there.
Absolutely. And you know what, people, I know social media is fun because you can say whatever you want and nobody knows who you are, but eventually you're going to know who you are, and you need to think about what you say. It's the Martha Zoller Show. We'll be back.